All India Radio. In the program News Analysis Now, we bring you a discussion on rise in IT return filing and its effects. The participants are A.K. Bhattacharya, economic analyst, and Shishir Sinha, journalist.
Number of income tax return has gone up to 5.42 crore. How do you read this number?
The first point I would like to draw your attention to in this context is that these numbers, 5.42 crore returns that have been filed, these are all e-returns. Therefore, there will be returns outside this ambit also, but this represents a jump of around 71% of what it was last year in the same time. So a 71% jump in e-returns is a success not only of tax compliance, but is also a success of the Central Board of Direct Taxes initiative to make income tax filing and the income tax process completely online. Virtually, the bulk of your returns are now coming through the online process. Now that, to my mind, is a significant point that should not be lost sight of when we are looking at these numbers. The second point, if you notice that there are 10 categories of income tax returns. The bulk of them, obviously, individual income taxes. Around 2.5% is the 9 other categories of income taxes, which constitute association of individuals, trusts, companies, NGOs, Hindu undivided families. That accounts for only 2.5%. Now, if you break down this number of 5.42 crore of returns, what you see is that the jump in the non-individual categories is sharper, is higher than the jump in individual income tax returns. Let me give you the figures. The individual returns are 3.37 crore, which is an increase of 54%. And if you look at the non-individual returns, which is the 9 other categories that I mentioned, which account for only 2.5% of the overall the PAN card base, the increase is 74%. So what you are actually seeing, not only an increase of 54% in individual income tax returns, but even a higher tax return filed in an electronic format by the non-individual categories. I would say that these are the association of individuals, companies, large number of the micro and small and medium enterprises. You must realize that the tax compliance is a goal that is to be achieved not in terms of only individuals, but also the larger economy. And I think this 71% increase in the income tax return should be viewed from this perspective as well, that while individual returns have gone up by 54%, but the non-individual returns that include companies, MSMEs, trusts, their increase is 74%. So this is an overall improvement, and I think it is a function of the way the income tax authorities have beefed up their income tax filing process, use of technology, the manner in which the monitoring has happened. So there are many other issues, but I think the broad points are these.
Is this the impact of demonetization? Because what we have observed, that demonetization resulted in the formalization of economy. So is numbers showing formalization of the economy?
You cannot exclude this factor, because when demonetization happened, then clearly the number of people who deposited their cash kept in high denomination currency notes, obviously they realized that by depositing that cash, and we understand there are around 18 lakh such cases where the cash that deposited was of a higher amount. So therefore, clearly, demonetization had an impact on individuals and companies' behavior in filing returns, because there was a sense that if you don't file your return now, you might get caught. So there is no doubt that demonetization played an important role in the higher numbers of filing of returns. Now, that is not the only factor. In my view, an equally important factor in this increase in the filing of return is the launch of goods and services tax. Now, please remember that the goods and services tax has seen a huge increase, almost 57% increase in the registration base of GST units. Now, the moment a company which is Now, under the GST net, everything is tracked online. With that GST capturing of the data, a large number of businesses realized that it is not possible to stay out of the income tax net. And this is nothing else but a beneficial impact of GST on not just on indirect tax collections, but also on direct tax collections.
Now, this is the first year when the penalty system will come into effect. That means after September 1, you will have to pay rupees 5,000 for late filing of return. That is up to December 31st. From January 1 to March 31st, the amount will go to 10,000 rupees. Of course, your income is less than rupees 5 lakh, then the amount of penalty will be just 1,000. Is this also one of the reasons why people are forthcoming and filing their return?
You are absolutely right. I think the specter of a penalty of 5,000 rupees to be levied if your annual taxable income is more than 5 lakh is definitely a factor that played in the role of higher number of e-returns being filed this year. Please remember, it is not just a question of a penalty, but also the fear of greater scrutiny. Now, the moment you are paying penalty, it is identified as a case where the returns were not filed on time, and therefore it might attract greater scrutiny. So there was this tendency, and the tax consultants were sharing this view that people were trying to beat the deadline not for the fear of paying 5,000, because 5,000 for a potential tax evader is nothing, but the fear that if you are seen as paying penalty, then probably you will come under a kind of a scrutiny that a taxpayer who is trying to be dodgy is not comfortable with. So I think the penalty has worked in two ways. One is pushed the ordinary taxpayers to filing it before 31st August. Please remember, this was itself an extension. 31st July is the ordinary date, and 31st August was the date, was the extended date, and then the penalty thing had come in.
Now, if we go to the salaried taxpayer, we have almost 3.37 crore salaried people file their return. What does this imply?
Clearly, the number of people who are coming under the tax net has to go up, because for the last 3 years, the threshold has not been raised. And raising the threshold has had a deleterious or a negative impact on the tax accountability and the tax compliance factor in any economy. Now, there has been a tendency on the many finance ministers in the past to raise the threshold on the ground that inflation has taken place, and therefore, why should a man who is earning less than almost 21,000-22,000 rupees per month should be made to file a return? Please remember that the tax rates have been brought down to a level that even if you file a return, you don't need to pay a tax. If you do your proper savings, and almost up to a level of 5 lakh, you actually don't pay any tax. Now, the reason why the government or any society or any country insists on filing of returns is to ensure greater tax accountability and ensure that people in the system are actually captured from the point of view of their tax payability and tax liability. If you raise the threshold, then you lose a large number of people from the tax net. Now, for the last 4 years, except in the first year of Mr. Jaitley's first budget, I think the thresholds were not raised. Now, that they were not raised is showing up in these numbers, where you are seeing a sharp increase in this tax compliance and tax returns filing.
And also, the tax rate has come down. I mean, 5, 20 and 30, earlier we had 10, 20 and 30.
That's right.
So, 5, 20 and 30, and if you are not raising the threshold, you are lowering the tax rate. More and more people will try to pay the tax to avoid all kind of complications. Now, another thing is about the presumptive taxation. We have seen large number of people going for presumptive taxation, and the return under the presumptive taxation is almost more than 1.17 crore. This is showing a growth of over 600%. Does this mean that more and more MSMEs are coming into the formal thing and they are just trying to be in the net to get the benefit of various government schemes?
Well, you will have to admit that India is a country still known for its low tax compliance. in a country of 130 crore people, tax paying base of only around 5.5 crore. Or you take individuals, there are only 3.5 crore or less than 3.5 crore people are filing returns. They are not the ones who are only paying taxes. They are only just filing returns. Clearly, it is pretty low and this needs to be raised. Now, the presumptive taxation system was to essentially tackle this problem of how more people can come under the tax net, not just for payment of taxes, but also for filing tax returns. Now, this scheme was essentially targeted at capturing a large number of service professionals who finding it very easy not to come under the tax net, because what happens in a service is, let's take the case of a chartered accountant, let's take the case of a doctor, let's take the case of a lawyer. Now, these are all professions where the dominance of cash and the opportunity of the service provider to stay out of the tax net and not file a return was huge. Now, the presumptive taxation system was a kind of an olive branch to these professional service providers that here is a simple way of taxing you and coming clean. Now, what is that simple way? That if your annual income is less than 50 lakh, a lawyer or a chartered accountant or a doctor
or even a small business,
or a small business person providing any services. Let's say the urban cities of this country have seen a mushrooming growth of beauty service parlors, health gyms. Now, these are all doing business, but these are all services. They are providing a business, but they're services. Now, if your annual business is less than 50 lakh, what the tax man did was that you don't need to keep your books. You don't need to keep your accounts, because this is might be considered as clumsy and impose some cost on you. But what it allows you now is that treat 50% of your total turnover as taxable, and on that you pay your tax. Essentially, your tax rate comes down to almost around 10% or 15% depending on which slab you actually happen to be. So no headache of keeping your accounts, and no worry that you may be hounded by a tax man. So this scheme was launched about 2 years ago, and I think it has been pursued to its logical conclusion. And today you are seeing this huge increase, and I think this is an increase that will be sustainable, and you will see long-term gains not only in terms of tax compliance, but actually in terms of tax collections. It will be quite beneficial for the government.
We have a tax base of 6.74 crore in the financial year 2017-18. Now, one more section of the taxpayers have to file the return by 30th September, means those accounts are to be audited, they have to file the return. So what kind of tax base you are expecting in this fiscal, that means 2018-19? And do you think that population of 133 crore, the tax base of say 7.5 crore or 8 crore, is this signified tax compliant country?
Look at last year's figures. The last year's, the total combined returns were around 6.8 crore. So you already got around 5.4 crore. So I think it is reasonable to expect that with 5.4 crore of e-filing, you are likely to breach or exceed the figure of 6.8 crore that was seen last year. So that is a fair assessment to make, that this year you will see the total number of tax filing will be more than 6.8 crore. But in spite of that, let us say we achieve 7 crore of returns. Now, is that enough? No, I don't think so. It is not enough. The important point to be noted here is that in the case of GST, with a registration of around 1.1 crore of registration, you are getting return of around 67 lakh, which is 61%. So clearly, if you take the GST and compare it with the income tax, you realize that the scope for improvement in individual and the small sector corporate income tax return, it can actually see a lot more increase if the government and the income tax authorities focus their attention more on this area.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on rise in IT return filing and its effects. The participants were A.K. Bhattacharya, economic analyst, and Shishir Sinha, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of All India Radio. This program is also available on our website newsonair.nic.in. You may email your opinion about this program at airnsdtalks@gmail.com.